Astronauts Peggy Whitson and Pam Melroy have been in space before, and in fact both were involved in a previous mission to enhance the capabilities of the International Space Station in 2002. In October, Whitson will lift off aboard a Russian Soyuz spacecraft that will take her to the space station, where she will be in command of the Expedition 16 crew until she returns to Earth in April of next year. Melroy will command the STS-120 NASA Space Shuttle mission, which is targeted for launch on October 20th. It will be a 13-day mission with the prime objective of delivering and installing a pressurized nodule known as Node 2 on the International Space Station. It will serve as a passageway to science labs on the complex. Sitting side by side at the Johnson Space Center, both Whitson and Melroy expressed delight at being able to work together again in space.
Pam and I had an opportunity to fly together the last time I was in space. STS-112 arrived and she was the pilot on board. So it'll be fun to kind of rejoin again on orbit, this time with slightly different roles.
Well, I feel the same way Peggy does. I think it really helps us a lot that we are familiar with what our shared expectations are and so forth. And so it's just been really easy preparing for this mission together.
Pam Melroy says that while there's joy in going into space and carrying out missions with other trusted professionals, there's also a sense of firm resolution to carry out a demanding set of tasks.
It is a complicated mission. It's not just the delivery of Harmony, which is Node 2, the centerpiece that will join all the international laboratories. We're also going to be relocating the P6 solar array, which is currently on top of the Z1 truss, and we'll be moving it a long distance out all the way to the end of the port truss. So essentially we've got two large pieces of the station that we are doing assembly operations with, and that's kind of unusual.
Once the space shuttle departs, the rest of the assembly job will fall on Whitson and her crew at the space station.
Pam's crew is going to temporarily stow the Harmony on the side of lab Node 1, and we actually have to move it from the side up forward.
She says performing all the necessary tasks will involve robotic maneuvers as well as spacewalks, or EVAs, extravehicular activity in NASA parlance. Properly installing the new module and other procedures to be carried out by the space station crew will allow future shuttle missions to successfully dock with the orbiting complex. Asked how they plan to commemorate this first-time event of two female astronauts commanding missions in space at the same time, Pam Melroy said she looks forward to greeting her friend through the port after the shuttle docks.
I confess I'm really looking forward to that first handshake across the hatch. That'll be all the commemoration I need is a picture of that.
Pam Melroy retired from the U.S. Air Force with the rank of colonel in February. She piloted two previous shuttle missions and has logged over 562 hours in space. Peggy Whitson, who has a doctorate degree in biochemistry, went to the International Space Station on one previous mission aboard STS-111 in June 2002. She spent 6 months in orbit and carried out 21 investigations in human life sciences and microgravity science while there. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.